For I have kept you concealed up till now. I've kept you in a place of hiding and hid away from the world, and yes, even from much of the church at large. But I've done this as I've prayed out the mysteries and brought you into the fullness of my will as a body here, and a body that's joined together for one purpose. I've concealed you that I might bring you out at the proper time. For the time is coming and now is when I will begin to advertise you, bring forth that which I've so fashioned after my will for the purpose of the end. For in the days ahead and not too far into your future, you'll find that these types of meetings will go from a place of what you've been used to take on more of a harvest, miracle, demonstration, not only to the church, but to the world. You'll be in amazement because you'll wonder why it's so simple and why it seemed for so long that things were shut up and shut back. No one came. Watch, saith the Spirit of the Lord, when I begin to knock on doors. Watch when I begin to go forth and advertise what I'm doing in this place, in other places. I will of myself begin to speak to hearts and take them places past even the excuses that they've made up until now. And the longings to be in these places and in this church and others like it will become such a great desire to the circumference, not only to the neighborhood, but to places in the city. Others will move to this place and places like it. You're meeting for a purpose. You're hid away in the womb right now. You're hid away in secret. I've covered you with my hand. Would have done you no good. No prosperity would have came out of any evangelism program. You would have been praying against what I'm praying through you in the mysteries. Because supernaturally I'm about to bring forth, as I did with my son, in that he could not be hid. Neither will this be hid. Neither will your leaders and elders and pastors be hid. For many will seek this place. And again, your amazement will be, why hasn't it happened like this up till now? But it was all in my purpose and in my timing. So rejoice in this hour with a great hope and expectation, seeing the vision which is to come. It is impossible. It is impossible, says the Spirit of grace, for you to have been doing these things over these decades without me doing what I will do in the decades ahead, says the Spirit of the Lord.